What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, listen up. I decided to come back on here just because a lot of you guys were saying a lot of interesting things about Daniel Jones. And you know, I had to come on my podcast. I had to talk about it, you know. Because you guys know I love talking about interesting takes from you guys, you know. But a lot of you guys were saying something that was very interesting. Some of you guys were telling me that Daniel Jones is starting. A lot of you guys are telling me that Daniel Jones looks like he's feeling more at ease with the New York Giants stardom, you know, and it was kind of shocking when you guys said that, you know, because usually a lot of people would talk so much crap about Daniel Jones, obviously for the past 4 years. Even today, this guy, he's still getting criticized. You know, I don't know what it is. Like, for some reason, he's always criticized, you know. But you know what's so crazy? Like, once his career is over, a lot of fans are going to apologize to this guy because he seems like that type of human being who he doesn't care what anyone says and he's just gonna focus on what he needs to do. And that's what he's doing. Like, he's always, you know, like you guys hear it just like I hear it. The guy comes into work every day, doesn't care about social media. He doesn't care about money. All he cares about is his job. All he cares about is what he does best. And that's being a leader, being a captain. You know, and it's very obvious that a lot of people are witnessing that. You know, that's why I like this guy. And that's why I kept on saying, you know, that's why I kept on comparing Daniel Jones to the Big Bens, to the Eli Mannings. Because those are the kind of quarterbacks that a lot of people will say, oh yeah, this guy, he's not it. You guys heard what I said about Big Ben when Ben Roethlisberger's story is so amazing. You know, Ben Roethlisberger was the last player, he was the last player out of his own draft class. And this guy went into his rookie season and shocked a lot of people. You know, he was younger, so he was tougher. You know, and this one, you know, when Ben Roethlisberger was younger, He was a tough individual. He was tough to take down. He was really big for a quarterback. You know, that's why people called him Big Ben. You know, but it's not just about what he brings to the table. It's how he was. Like, he was a tough player, you know, and he didn't care what anyone said. This guy won 3 Super Bowls. He went to the Pro Bowl, I think, what, 6 times? I forgot. He was a 3-time MVP. Ben Roethlisberger did a lot of great things. Eli Manning shocked a lot of people, you know, because no one had belief in Eli Manning. But the same thing that happened with Eli Manning is the same thing that's not happening with Daniel Jones. But the little difference between Eli Manning and Daniel Jones, when Eli got drafted to the Giants, Tom Coughlin, he built a roster for Eli that he can succeed with. Now you see that from Daniel Jones. But the reason why the reason why I said that a lot of people are going to apologize to Daniel Jones because he belongs in that column. Because he is that kind of quarterback. He is that kind of quarterback that He may not look like the kind of quarterback that will show up on a day-to-day basis, but Daniel Jones was, he was never meant to get drafted in the first round. And usually look at the quarterbacks right now. Look at all the quarterbacks that got drafted so late. Those are the quarterbacks that dominate, because usually the ones that get drafted early on, those are the quarterbacks that have a lot of pressure on their backs, on their plates, and they got to deal with the media every day, because everyone expects these quarterbacks that come from these top colleges, either from the Big Ten or the Pac-12, all these analysts expect the quarterbacks that come out of the big colleges, they expect them to rise to the occasion. No, that's not the case when it comes to the NFL. It doesn't matter how great you are, you know, in college. In the NFL, you're nothing spectacular in the NFL. You're nothing but a kid and a rookie who has a lot of learning to do. That's what you are. You're nothing huge in the NFL when you're a rookie. You are going to get those welcome to the NFL moments when you get knocked upside your head really hard, and you're going to realize, oh, this is no joke. I'm not going up against rookies. I'm going up against the pros. You're nothing when you're a rookie in the NFL. You're just like every other rookie that comes into this league. You're just a kid who has a lot of learning to do. That's what you are. That's what Josh Allen was when he was a rookie. That was even the greatest quarterbacks of all time, even the ones that are in the Hall of Fame, they were all kids when they entered the NFL as rookies. But look how they got better. They learned from their mistakes, and they got better at it. They corrected their errors that they needed to correct. Daniel Jones, he corrected those errors. And look how, and I understand he only threw 15 touchdowns, but he didn't have any receivers. He didn't have an offensive line. He didn't have a real head coach. He didn't have a real play caller, but now he does. And I understand all this talk. I understand a lot of Giants fans are worried if Saquon Barkley doesn't show up. I understand there's a lot of talk that Saquon Barkley is the most talented player on this roster, but Saquon Barkley, he was only so good because Saquon Barkley was the only talented player the Giants ever had. The Giants roster last season, despite making the playoffs, it was still horrible. That's why you go out and get a Darren Waller. That's why you go out and get a Paris Campbell. That's why you re-sign Darius Slayton. That's why you re-sign Isaiah Hodgins. That's why you go out into the draft and you draft wide receivers. That's why you do that. That's why you go and get John Michael Schmitz. That's why you fix this offensive line. That's why you go and get the right people for your quarterback. And no, I'm not trying to disrespect Saquon Barkley. When healthy, Saquon Barkley, he's a generational talent. When healthy, Saquon Barkley is a top five running back, top three at best. But we're not in that era where running backs rule the league. We're in the quarterbacks league now. Why do you think in every MVP conversation you see nothing but quarterbacks? The only non-quarterback player, the only player that didn't play quarterback that was in the MVP conversation was Micah Parsons. And Micah Parsons doesn't play running back. He's a defensive player. You know? Saquon Barkley's not snapping the ball. Daniel Jones is. That's why Daniel Jones got paid instead of Saquon, because we are in a quarterbacks league. The highest paid, you guys heard me compare the running back position to the quarterback position. The highest paid running back is Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey only got $16 million, and he's the highest paid running back. Guess who's the highest paid quarterback? I believe it's Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson got $230 million. Christian McCaffrey, the highest paid running back, got $16 million to Deshaun Watson, who got $230 million. Yeah. It's very obvious which position is the most important. So, I understand. But that's why you go out and you give your quarterback the pieces that he needs. That's why you go out and do that. You know, that's why. And look, I understand there's a lot of talk, you know, like, well, you know, it's going to be very, we're going to see what happens. And obviously, the Giants were in this, the Giants, they were in this position before when they made the playoffs and they got, you know, after, you know, going into the 2017 season, they, you know, ever since the 2016 season, the Giants were irrelevant. They didn't do anything but lose. That was because the Giants, you know, that was because the Giants didn't have anything going for them. You know, they kept the quarterback in Eli Manning, who was clearly way past his prime. You know, Eli didn't have anything left. The offensive line was a mess. The Giants got rid of Odell Beckham Jr. They didn't have real playmakers. The only playmaker they had was Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram. You know, the Giants had, it was very obvious that the Giants had to change the whole story. You know, not only that, but the Giants had to change, you know, they needed a better coaching staff, and that's what they did. You know, and look at them now. Look at them now. That's why. Look, here's what I would say. You know, it was out of character for Daniel Jones, you know, to step into the spotlight, you know, but perhaps it is a sign that he is growing more secure with his, you know, I would say with his celebrity status after signing that contract with the Giants, the four-year, $160 million contract that cemented his place as the Giants franchise quarterback. Obviously, the question would be, would he have done that earlier in his career? You know, Daniel Jones said, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit older and a little bit more comfortable. It's easy for Brian or any other Eagles fan, you know, to have bragging rights when Daniel Jones is 2-4, is 2-4, which playoffs included against the Eagles. The same goes for any Cowboys fan when Daniel Jones is 1-6 in that rivalry. Those two teams have finished first or second in the division. In either order, in four of the last five seasons. Dallas Cowboys pass rusher DeMarcus Lawrence said this week that he doesn't feel like it's a huge gap at all between the Cowboys and the defending NFC champions. How close are the Giants, though? That's the question. Daniel Jones said, we're confident and we know we can compete with anybody. You know, look, the Giants ended a five-year playoff drought last season despite a 1-4-1 division record. You know, look at what Daniel Jones was saying. It made a lot of sense. He was saying, we feel like we made progress last year and took a step. But what we do from this point on, you start over. It's about what you do now. We had a good spring, and we have to roll that into training camp and make sure we do everything we can. To that, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley worked out together on Sunday at a public field in New Jersey. It was an opportunity to make up for lost reps because Saquon Barkley was prohibited from participating in any OTAs or mini camp while delaying signing a franchise tag as leverage during his ongoing contract dispute with the Giants. Look at Saquon, just like Daniel Jones said, Saquon is always working hard. He's always going to be in good shape. He's always going to look good. Anyone who, You know, Daniel Jones was saying this also. Anyone who has been around Saquon Barkley is going to expect that from him. Daniel Jones continued on saying, we're talking all the time, staying in touch, getting together when we can. I know he's got a lot going on, and I really hope the two sides can come together. You know, fresh off this busy weekend, Daniel Jones joined Jets receiver Garrett Wilson at the grand opening Tuesday of Raising Cane's flagship store in Times Square. Daniel Jones became a fan of the fast food chain on a Duke football road trip to Baylor, but he was able to skip the ribbon cutting line of about 300 patrons, some of whom camped outside for 12 hours this time around. Next on Daniel Jones' calendar is offensive skill players joining quarterback organized workouts near his hometown before training camp opens. He gathered the group, including Saquon Barkley, in Arizona in April. You know, Daniel Jones continued saying, we're going to get together pretty soon and get some work in. I got down to Charlotte in the past, and I think that's the plan again. You know, all I'm saying is this. Obviously, the training camp updates, the Giants announced today that there will be 9 training camp practices at the Quest Diagnostic Training Center in East Rutherford, open to the public between July 26th and August 5th. This is just Daniel Jones just doing what he always does and just doing what, you know, just doing his job, you know. And I'm just happy for him. I'm happy that he's given this opportunity. And I think he's going to prove a lot of people. I think he's going to prove a lot of people wrong, you know. And I think he's going to, you know, don't count out the Giants. You know, the Giants, they're going to be a dark horse, you know. And I know that. Because this is a team that won't quit. This is a team that's going to fight you. You know, don't sleep on the Giants. That's all I'm going to say. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about your request about Daniel Jones feeling more at ease with the New York Giants now that they're in a better position. But I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my long talk, and I'll get right back at you guys. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.